One day while walking down life's long road, we met a man in saffron robes. Prabhupada was his name. He was chanting the holy name. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Thank you, Prabhupada, for sending your dear friend to the West. We all know he's Radharani's best. Now heartly blessings are coming our way, and we know that your love is here to stay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Thank you, Guru Dev, for coming to the Big Isle with your big blue eyes and your soothing smile. We wish you would come here to stay, but we know that you must be on your way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. One day while walking down life's long road, we met a man in saffron robes. Prabhupada is his name, and he's still chanting the holy name. Said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable. desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours.
Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitam Pavani Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Adhaktayan Yang Prabhjantam Anupetam Apetakrityam Dvaipayano Virakatar Yajuham Putreti Tanmaitaya Tarvo Vinedu Tam Sarva Bhutaridayam Munanatosmi Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Taya Vina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tanne Maam Chanam. My heart touching. Dandat Pranati in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Today is very auspicious day. This month is very sacred. And today is Basanti Puja. Krishna Basanti Ras was done from this very day. And today is the birthday of Srimati Vishnupriya Devi, Krishna Power, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunandan Acharya, and the disappearance day of Vishwanath Chakravarti. So many important this day. I want to touch their life history and their teachings and then to continue speaking on my subject, bhakti. The process to achieve or fulfill our aim and object of the life. So first of all, we should know about Vishnu Priya Devi and his very high class of devotion to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went to East Bengal to preach Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the meantime his first wife Lakshmi Priya passed away in the separation mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then quickly when he returned back, was married to Vishnu Priya, very qualified, very beautiful lady. And then he quickly went to Gaya to make Shraddha of his father. You know Shraddha? Of his father, and luckily met his Gurudev, Ishwar Puripad. He was so much convinced by Ishwar Puripad, he took Diksha from him, and Naam and Diksha. Then he was totally changed from Nimai Pandit to a pure devotee. And then he stopped his Sanskrit school totally day and night. Krishna, 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 Krishna. But totally. Sometimes falling on the ground, rolling on the ground. So he had no so much connection with his wife, Vishnu Priya Devi. Only she used to cook and he used to go and by practice daily. He used to take something, but he was always mad in Krishna separation. After some time, after Jagai Madhai Uddhar, meeting with Nityananda Prabhu, Kaji Uddhar, Mahaprabhu totally changed. And one day he decided anyhow to give up this world. Dearest wife and mother and everything, and to be a renounced order sannyasi. At that very day, she went to meet with all his associates in Navadvip. He brought some loki vegetable from Siddharth, some milk from the dwellers there, and some presentation from them. And in the evening he reached to his home and gave it to mother to cook loki in milk and sugar. She made, and it was offered to Narayan. And then Mata gave it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he took. And what became after that? He went to Vishnu Priya Devi after a long time in the night. He decorated himself beautifully, gave garland in his name, and betel nut in his mouth, decorating and giving so much alankar, ornaments.
the Vishnupriya Devi was thinking, why he became so changed? It means that life is going to be
extinguished.
In India, hurricanes sometimes, that. So, for a long time, so many years, he was not speaking with me. And why he is decorating me, giving betel lamp, and giving sindoor here, and all ornaments? Why? Today, in the very morning, I went to take bath in Ganges with my mother.
Mother-in-law
Sachi Devi. Very near. And I got injury in my
toe.
And blood become to come. Why today? And in the water, I lost my
nose ring,
which has coming with me since the marriage day. So it was very auspicious, but it was lost. Oh, what will we do? What will do? Will come. Anything very unauspicious coming. And that is I am now seeing. He is giving so much honor to me. Why? It means he will give up this world, me and mother and everything, or what? Mahaprabhu wanted that his sister should sleep, and in the midnight I today go to Katwa, jumping in Ganges in cold season, windy day, severe cold was there. So he saw that she is not sleeping, so by his yog maya, he and she slept. Then he saw towards her, very cruel, and at once left his home. When he was passing his main gate, mother was standing. She knew anyhow. There were no tears. All tears
dried up.
And she was like an wood standing. Mahaprabhu did parikrama four times and did pranam. But she could not tell anything. Why you are going? What are you doing? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time became so cruel. He left in a moment everything and jumped in the Ganges to cross river, because Ganga was flooded. Too much water, cold water, rainy daylight. And he at once jumped and crossed. Can you do? Then Hari Bhajan is so cheap. You'll have to sacrifice. You'll have to take all the love and affection that you have in worldly things for your body, for your wife, for your children, for your everything. Position and money. You'll have to give up. Right? Mahaprabhu, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Vishnupriya Devi, he jumped and he crossed the river, very broad river there. And he went to Katwa, about 15 miles from Navadvipa. And there he went to his guru,
Keshav Bharati.
not guru, part guru, sannyas guru. And Diksha Guru was? He was pure bhakta. He was bhakta, but he was a dandi sannyasi. And he took sannyas. And after that he, anyhow, was going to Vrindavan, but Tricky Krishna Nityananda Prabhu, he took him to Santipur and from Santipur to Jagannathpur. After some time, 1 year, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. In the way Navadvip he came, on the bank of Ganges. He was in Santipur and first also in Santipur. All went to meet Mahaprabhu. Even dogs, cats, thousands, millions of persons went to Santipur to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami also came. Yeah. But only one never came. Can you suppose who? Because you will have to give up your dearest thing in this world for Krishna. So all came, but Mahaprabhu has left. He can speak of all, but not to Vishnu Priya. Why? What offense he had done? But this is the nature of bhakti. If pure bhakti will come, dearest thing will have to give up. Gopis, they left their father and mothers, their husband, their position, and even their shame and everything. So try to be like that. Your all problems will go. You don't think that he is giving problem to me, but you are causing to bring all the, you are the root cause. So don't blame others. Blame to your mind, yourself. Then your all problems will go. But we don't think like so, we should think. Oh, he has given this problem. I am justified. I am telling truth. But you are wrong. Don't blame. Don't have any irsha dvesh. Envious mode to anybody. And thus chant and remember and be high cross of devotee. Here Vishnu Priya Devi, what doing? Always weeping, 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 weeping. He came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 2 or 3 times in Navadvip, but never he went to his house. So he here and there, sometime distant, but Vishnu Priya could not come. Why? She knew that if I am go, that a problem will come from my husband. So I should not give any problem to him. If he wants to be far away, I will be far away. If he wants to come nearer with me, very good, welcome. Anyhow, like gopis, always used to think about Krishna. What is favorable for Krishna, they will do. If Krishna wants to give up gopis, Radhika is thinking, if he wants any other new lady because he wants new one, then I will be maid servant of that lady and anyhow I will bring. And if Krishna giving them problems, separation will coming to me very good. So this will be the nature of the high class of the Lord. How she passed his days? In the morning, woke up, in the very morning, used to take some rice and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, and wash his, with his tears and keep. And again, Hare Krishna, Hare, one rice, one time, and washing with her tears. Up till midday, what was collected by this, she used to cook very lightly and offer to Thakur and then give it to Sachin Maya. Sachin Maya used to take something and remnant she used to give up for him, left for him, Vishnu together. In this way, he began to live, whole day and night. Even his shadow cannot touch anyone. What to tell to Mitra? Never. Only Jiva Goswami went there and she blessed. Otherwise, not to anyone. She was very grave and very good. Just lady. Thus, Mahaprabhu, he made a very good statue. And he used to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is in our Udharan Gaudiya Math, Bengal. Worshipped by Vishnupriya Devi, then Srivas Pandit, and then now worshipped by my Gurudev and Daska. So his life is so secret, sacred, very pious. You can teach so many things. We can learn so many things. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, how? Yesterday speak something. In brief, don't go 2 hours or 3 hours. You can stand up here.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्स ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय हम्बल ऑबिसेंसेस द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद परिव्राजक आचार्य वर्य अष्टोर श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत श्रील वामन गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णुपाद परिव्राजक आचार्य वर्य After that, I pay my obeisances, the lotus feet of all Guru Parampara, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here, I pay my obeisances according to their qualification. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's biography and his teachings. As you heard in this class this morning, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami was a son of landlord. From beginning of his life, when he small boy, from that time, he used to think, give up his life and come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father was Hiran Govardhan Majumdar and uncle was Hiranya Majumdar. Both brothers had only one son. So he was nourished and protected very carefully and very lovely way. So he tried at his level best to run away from his house. So his father and uncle and his mother always arranged some guards to keep her not to go away from the house.
He had association of Srila Haridas Thakur being.
He had association of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So from Haridas Thakur, he has learned so many philosophy and he had heard from Haridas Thakur about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
And his guru was
the Jodunandan Acharya, disciple of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So he had strong desire to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Srimad Mahaprabhu came to Santipur,
after
his renounce order, that as you have heard from Srila Gurudev, Sri Tricky Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and bring him to Santipur. Then Raghunath Das Goswami asked his father and auntie, "Oh my dear father, may I go to Santipur to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" They gave permission very easily and sent some guards with him. When he came to Mahaprabhu, he paid his obeisances. Mahaprabhu told, because everybody told he is Raghunath, because his father was well known, he used to serve all Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, "Ghare phire jao raghu naho batul, krame krame paelo bhava sindhukul, markat bairagya na karo lok dekhaiya, yathayogya visay bhunjana asakta hiya, antarikara nishtha vai he lok byabohar, achirate krishna tamai koriben uddhar." O Raghunath, don't behave like a madman. Gradually, Krishna will deliver you from this world. You have to keep steadiness in your mind and externally you have to use as materialistic person. Then you can take across the endless chain path of death. So, markat bairagya na karo lok dekhaiya. Don't show others monkey-like renunciation. Monkey, they never use any cloth, never make any house, but if you've been in India, especially in Vrindavan, if you pass through any road, any alley, if you have something, you don't know where are they come and snatch from your hand and run away. So externally they think they're very renounced, but not at all. So Srimad Mahaprabhu, through Raghunath Das Goswami teaching us, we have not to show our renunciation to others, we have to hide it. Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness. So Das Goswami came back, and after that, he behaved so nicely with his all relatives. His father, his uncle, all became very happy. Oh, Srimad Mahaprabhu gave him such good instruction. He completely changed. He's taking care of our land, our property, everything. But his steadiness growing day by day. Always thinking, how to run away from here. He tried at this level best so many times, but his parents, by God, they bring him back. So, then they thought, oh, if you want to control him, we have to arrange his marriage ceremony. At that time, who was Miss Universe at that time, and very wealthy, they arranged marriage with Raghunath Das Goswami. His mother told to his father, "We have to chain him by a circle." Then Govardhan Mujumdar told, "Even the life circle, his wife, so nice, so beautiful, she could not control him. How a lifeless chain can bind him? When somebody's heart completely colored by Mahaprabhu's color, none can check him in this world. Whomever you've seen, especially in Gaudiya Vaishnav, never their parents donate them. Everyone running from their house." So, then Das Goswami thought, okay, some other have to discover something. So one day, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu came very close by their village. Das Goswami took permission from his parents and went there with some guards. And from far away, Das Goswami paid his obeisances. Nityananda Prabhu, oh Chora, oh Chor, why you are so far away? Nityananda Prabhu dragged him and being cautious, merciful, put his lotus-like feet on his head. Even his lotus feet not coming meditation in Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and big, big yogis, mercifully, forcefully gave his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das. Oh Raghunath, you are thief. Has it stolen anything of Nityananda Prabhu? Why you address him as a thief? Nityananda, what to say? Without causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, none can attain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Das Goswami used to go Mahaprabhu directly. Santangu, no, we have to get my mercy at first. So Nityananda told him, Chor, Chor. Another meaning Guruji has told, Srimad Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is the asset of Nityananda Prabhu. So without his kind permission, if someone will take, then he must be thief. So Nityananda addressing thief. Another meaning Guruji told, due to love and affection, he told, you are thief. So you have to, I have to punish you. That's okay. What punishment? I have thousands of followers with me. You have to feed them. You have to give them prasad. Das Goswami is very happy. He ordered his servants, go and get cheap rice, yogurt, banana, sandesh, sugar, etc. They did so. And Nityananda Prabhu offered, and when he remembered, in the same moment, Mahaprabhu appeared there. And both brothers, Sriman Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, at that time Mahaprabhu was Jagannath Puri. When it was merited, he appeared immediately. Mahaprabhu took one bite from that pot and eating, and is giving to mouth of Nityananda Prabhu, and it was feeding him. So many devotees who are so fortunate, they have seen this scene, they became very happy. Oh, Raghunath is very fortunate. For his festival, Mahaprabhu appeared himself. After a few minutes, Mahaprabhu disappeared. So, now he saw Nityananda Prabhu. Now, what was his obstacle to run away from his house? It go away. Only formality has to be taken place. After that, Raghunath Goswami give some donation to all Vaishnavas. This is the rule of regulation of household and devotee. If you, any guru or sadhu will come, you have to give some donation. Das Goswami thought this. So he did so. And he did anything give to Nityananda directly. He gave his servant, later on you tell him. Then he came back. One day, after that he never went to inside. He used to sleep in Durga Mandap, one outside place of demigoddess. According to keep the status of in his society, so his father had Durga Mandap, used to live there. One day, early in the morning, about Brahma Murta, his Gurudev, Yadunandanacharya came and told, oh Raghunath, my pujari ran away from his service, he quit his service of worship duty. So, can you go and order him to come and take charge again? Okay, Gurudev, no problem. So he came out from his Gurudev. All guards are watching. Oh, he is going with Gurudev, no problem. He will come back very soon. After some distance, he told Gurudev, you have no need to come. I can go and send him. Why Yadunandana Acharya asked to him? Because he is son of landlord. His pujari is bound to obey his order. One thing. Another thing, without the mercy of Guru, none can attain Krishna Prem. If Guru and the Bhagavan is there, you have to pay your obeisances to Gurudev at first. After that, to Krishna. If you go direct to Krishna, Krishna will not accept anything of offerings. Krishna will tell, Prathamam tu gurum pujya tatas chaiva mamarchanam tadesa bhagavad bhakti yannathanis phalo bhave. You have to pay your obeisance to Gurudev, have to worship him first, taking order from him, then you can serve me, then you can get bhakti, otherwise everything go in vain. So Yadunandana Acharya is Gurudev, then He get mercy of Gurudev, then no obstacle will come. Though he got mercy from undivided Guru Tattva Nityananda Prabhu, but Yadunandana Acharya also, his many precious prakash, so his mercy also needed. So he came out with him. After that, he sent his pujari for taking take charge, and he ran away from there. And he got in highway. He took a forest way. If I go through highway, after few hours, my parents will send some persons with horse and drag me back as before they did. So I should not go in highway. He took one jungle way and forest way. From there to Jagannath Puri, it will take by foot about 30 days. And he took only 12 days to reach there. Among 12 days, he took only some prasad, 3 days. Sometimes pot rice, sometimes some milk, like this way. Day and night walking, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu was surrounded by his associates, headed by Swarup Damodar and others, Sri Srila Swarup Damodar and others. Then Mahaprabhu handed over him in the hand of Swarup Damodar Prabhu. And from that day, he familiar by name Swarupe Raghu, because Mahaprabhu had 3 Raghunath, one Vaidya Raghunath, another Bhatta Raghunath, and third one Das Raghunath. So he famous by name Swarupe Raghu, Raghu of Swarup Damodar. And he never asked Mahaprabhu anything directly. Always he used to ask through Swarup Damodar Prabhu. When he came, his father came to know that he sent some Brahmin and some money. And by that money, he used to invite Mahaprabhu twice a month. Mahaprabhu used to come and take prasad. He continued about 2 years. After 2 years, Mahaprabhu asked one day to Govinda, "Oh Govinda, why Raghunath are not inviting me?" Then Govinda told, "Oh Prabhu, he gave out his servant, he sent them back and told, Bishai anna khaile molin hoy mon, molin mon hoile nahe Krishna das moran. So if you take anything from a materialistic person, their idea will come through brain. So he give it up. And your mind is dirty, you could not remember Krishna. So you have to be careful about this matter." So Rupa Goswami has told, "Dadati prati girnati guijam akhati prichati bhumte bhajedacheva saravida priti lakshanam." To give something to someone and accept something from them, and open your heart to others and listen from them, and feed them and feeding by them. If you do this 6 loving exchange with devotee, then your devotion will increase. And if you do it materialistic person, then your mind will increase towards materialistic person. So you have to be very careful. Then what is doing now? Then Govinda Prabhu told, he is taking prasad in Singha Dwar in Jagannath Puri. After some time, Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, "Oh Govinda, what Raghunath is doing nowadays?" Govinda Prabhu told, "He has given up Singhadar. Why? Because Raghunath Das told, Singhadare Vesavritti Bhikkhavritti Vesarachar. If I beg in Singhadwar, they're like prostitute. Like prostitute, dressed herself very nicely, waiting, oh, this male will come and give me something, enjoy me, give something. He passed away, another come. He passed away, another come. Like this way, have to wait in Singhadwar. Oh, this man is coming, give some prasad. Oh, he went away, second will give. So by this are like prostitution tendency, so he give it up. So what is doing? Swarup Damodar Prabhu told, "Oh Prabhu, I have heard that he is taking some prasad. What prasad? When Jagannath's prasad is cooking is going on, when they throw the rice water, some grains with go with rice water. And outside, the cows used to take that. Even if there's so much left over by cows, it became a little rotten. Raghunath will go and collect that grain, wash very nicely, and used to eat. Mahaprabhu, okay. Then Mahaprabhu one day went there, and Das Goswami, Raghunatha Mahaprabhu, he collect and wash, and Mahaprabhu came and take a bite. Oh, Raghunath, you are using so nice prasad, you never gave me. How come? He by force took one bite. After that, one to take again, so the other grabbed his hand. Oh, Prabhu, it is not for you, for Raghunath only. His renunciation, like a line on a stone. If you make a stone, a line on a stone, it never be removed. It will be so long, long years. In the same way, Raghunathir Vairagvajana Pasane Rekha is renunciation like line on a stone. One day, Raghunath asked to Sarup Damodar Prabhu, I want to ask something to Mahaprabhu, want to give advice something. The Sarup Damodar Prabhu asked to Mahaprabhu, oh Prabhu, Raghunath want to ask. As before Mahaprabhu told him, when he handed him over, Sadhva sadhan tattva sikhaya sthane ami yata nahi jani yata ta jane. Mahaprabhu told that sadhya and sadhan, here Mahaprabhu told also, sadhya means goal. We have to fix our goal, aim and destination first, then process. If you have no goal, how can advance in Krishna consciousness? What is the process? So first have to fix goal. So Mahaprabhu told, sadhya sadhan tattva janaiha sthane. You learn your goal and process from Sarup Damodar. What he knows better than me, I don't know so much. Then inquiry may come in our mind. How come? Mahaprabhu is saying Bhagavan, he does not know. Sarup Damodar knows better than him. How is possible? Because Mahaprabhu is Visaya tattva. So what is the mood of Ashraya? Only Ashraya Vigraha knows. So, if you want to serve Visaya Vigraha, you have to go through Ashraya Vigraha, means Gurudev and devotee of Bhagavan. Then you can attain Krishna prema. Swayam Bhagavan will teach you how to serve him. His devotee will teach you. So, Mahaprabhu told, he knows better than me. Tathapi amar vakye vishwas jodiyo, if you so much faith on me, then I am telling you, Bhalona khaibe ar bhalona poribe amani manand hoye Krishna naam sada labe. Or braje radha Krishna seva antale karibe. If you have faith on me, so I am telling you, don't take so royal, don't dress yourself in royal dresses and don't so take so palatable food stuff. And you have to serve divine couple by your mind. What you are doing, none can understand. By this way, you can serve. Das Goswami should do so. Later on, Mahaprabhu handed him over one Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala. It was given to somebody by someone to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu served it few years after that he gave to Raghunath. You can give him one pot of water and some eight tulasi leaves with soft manjari and two leaves to sides. By this, Bhagavan will be very happy. Raghunatha Das Goswami should do so. Later on, for ourselves, he wrote so many things like Stavavali, Manasiksha, so many things he did for us. When Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, after 1 year, Gadadhar Pandit disappeared. One after another, Mahaprabhu's all associates disappeared from Jagannath Puri. So he came to Braj to give up his life, jump from the top of Govardhan Hill. When he came, so Rupa Goswami Pad and Sanatana Goswami Pad protect him like their own son or own younger brother. Sanatana Goswami told, oh Raghunath, if beginning of life someone can attain Krishna prema, I can give up my life so many times. I had some idea once during Kal festival. I shall give up my body under wheel of the car. But Mahaprabhu checked me. So don't give up your life. By giving up your life, you could not attain Krishna prema. So then they make one hut for they, then the Dasa Sen used to do bhajan in the bank of Radhakund. One day Sanatana Goswami saw Dasa Sen is doing bhajan, one tiger and a tigress came and drinking water both sides of Dasa Goswami. He does not know at all. He has observed so much. So Dasa Goswami is teaching us, if you want to do bhajan, you have to absorb in your bhajan. Otherwise, Hare Krishna talking here and there, not proper. Thus you taught us how to be absorbed completely, absorbed in your bhajan. Then Sanatana Goswami made one hut for him to do bhajan there. After some time, Rupa Goswami gave one book to him for reading. It was Vida of the Madhav. Reading that, he also always began to weep and weep because of separation mood of Braj. So Rupa Goswami thought, he may die. Whenever Rupa Goswami used to take him away from him, he never gave him back. Then Rupa Goswami wrote another book, Dan Keli Kaumudi. This is the pastimes of divine couple of Hasaras, mainly Hasaras. Then he gave him, Raghunath, I have to do some correction in the previous book. You can read this, later I shall give you back. When he read that, one day Das Rupa Goswami doing bhajan, he saw in Kusum Sarovar, gopis came to pick up some flower to make garland for Krishna. Then Krishna came as before and pushed one branch down. Radhika was picking flower, and when she absorbed in picking flower, then Krishna took off his feet, then the branch come up like a spring. Radhika told, oh, I'm dying, dying, save me, save me, save me. Krishna get down from the tree immediately and embrace him. So, reading this pastime, Dasa began to laugh and laugh. And one after another pastime, reading and laughing and laughing. Then Rupa Goswami Sanatana became very happy. Now he's laughing. So after that, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, other disappeared from this world. Then he wrote one slok. What is the position of his mind? That Sunnayate Mahagostam Girindraja Garayate Bhagnatundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasame. Sunnayate Mahagostam. This ghost of this Brajamandal is like cipher, nothing there. And Girindraja Garayate, the Giriraj Govardhan, who fulfilled everybody's desire, is like a big python want to swallow me. Bhagnatundayate Kundam. The bank of Radhakund, I used to do bhajan. This Radhakund, like the face of a tigress want to swallow me. Why? Jivatu rahitas same. My life and soul, Rupa Goswami, has disappeared from this world. So, situation for the separation. Then he wrote for us to teaching his own mind, mana siksha. First he told that. Okay, time is short. So I am finishing here. When I get time, I shall speak about mana siksha. Hare Krishna. Vansha kalpa kami bhamsa ki bhavati ni bhaiya vasa. Patitanam pavane bhavo vasa 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 vasa.
Two sisters sing any song. You two. Now you should ready to play drama. Players should be ready.
Because Hi.
Class will be ready. I'm Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, today his dish appearance day. Don't think any difference between dish appearance day and we regard more dish appearance than appearance day. But not for Krishna, only for devotees. This is a special thing. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, after Narottam Thakur, the devotees from world all had disappeared. No Shuddha Bhakti was there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, from his great birthday, he was Nitya Siddha Bhakta. And when he was reading, at that time he composed three books, Ujjwal Neenmani, Kiran, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bindu, and Bhagavatamrita Kana. This is a very high class of books, though, and very essence. But all the teachings of Rupa Goswami comes in them, in these books. He became very, very learned and famous in both India, Sanskrit Vidwan and Bhakta. And he left his house. He was married, but he left his wife and everything. So much position. Left everything. We see that all have left everything. And then Krishna Prem. As I told before, Krishna Prem is very high class. You will have to give up your whole energy and whole attention and give up all your that you own. Then quickly went to Vrindavan and he was doing bhajan. He was so bhajan siddha and writing books, and especially he was establishing Ujjwal Neenmani of Rupa Goswami, Upapati Bhav. After the Rupa Goswami, Ji Goswami made so many books and he gave prominency of Swakiya Bhav. Swakiya means all marriage to Krishna, all the gopis. Radhika was also married to Krishna. He established. Upapati Bhav is not good for this world. That you have some husband and you should give your heart to another. So he quickly stopped. But he wanted that those who are qualified, only they should follow this idea. Otherwise, for gender, it is not good. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saw that, oh, now all are neglecting the Upapati Bhav of established by Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he began to establish. All began to hear him and to follow him. Again Upapati Bhav came. So some jealous persons, they wanted to kill Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti, when he used to be in Vrindavan, he used to give a parikrama of Vrindavan, Panchakoshi Vrindavan, every day. So in the morning, early morning, as we go to walk, somewhat darkness, Brahma Muhurta, he was doing. And when he reached under the shade of some trees, there it was so much dark and they were ready to kill him when he will go to groves of the mangoes. And when they were ready to kill him, at once they saw that in grove
a very beautiful teenage gopi is passing. They asked, oh,
Lali
means a daughter, oh Lali, have you seen Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur passing from here? And then she smiled, and became Vishwanath. After some distance, when he passed from that place, just after some few feet, at once he was sent to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Oh, these are the miracles. And they fell flat on his lotus feet and the house. He also did so many things for awesome prayer. He sent Baldev Vidya Bhushan to
Jaipur.
And he conquered the Sri Vaishnav who were offending and who were opposing the worship of Radha and Govinda. They were telling that it is out of rule and regulation, Indian culture, illegal. Only married wife can be worshipped with
Krishna.
Otherwise not. Gopis are not married. Radha is not married. And then he sent Baldev Vidya Bhushan. He established that Radha is pure Shakti of Krishna and he can be worshipped. And he made a bhashya of
commentary of
Vedanta Sutra, and all were bound to accept, and thus they were conquered. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was very much prominent in three places, Brajamandal, Gaurmandal, and Chetramandal. And thus he wrote so many books, especially I am going to translate his books like Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I have done something. And more I am going to do. I wish to complete his explanation of Srimad Bhagavat at least 10th canto. That my Siksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, has kept some remnants to take, so I am very happy to do it. You should all sprinkle mercy that I will be able to do this. Go, Pramaranaya. At once you should begin. From tomorrow I will come to my subject, very, very interesting and very, very important. It will help you all. Try to hear very attentively.
Hare Krishna. This morning the devotees have received initiation. Please attention.
Can you take it tomorrow? Very quickly.
Please stand up, Srila Gurudev will announce your new spiritual name. Vrindavan Das.
We have to advertise for books.
Prabhu.
When? Radha Kanti is coming.
Tomorrow.
Oh, then both.
Vrindavan Das Prabhu, please stand up.
What?
Vrindavan Kumar, what is he? Receiving Diksha today. Saranagati Devi Dasi.
Saranagati Devi Dasi ki jai. Quickly.
Medina Amiri, please stand up. Receiving Harinam today.
Malini Devi ki jai. Malini. Malini Devi.
Kamal Krishna Prabhu, receiving Diksha today.
Kamal
Harinam
Krishna
Gopal.
Prabhu ki jai.
Narottam Brahmachari.
Oh, Narottam Brahmachari
Gopal
ki jai.
Taruni Devi Dasi.
Oh, Tanu Devi Dasi ki jai. Yeah.
Bianca Torrente, receiving Harinam and Gopal Mantra today.
What name? No name? Priyanka. Priyanka, Priyanka.
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 Priyanka, P.
Priyanka.
Priyanka.
Priyanka Devi ki jai.
Kamalakshi Devi Dasi.
Oh, Kamalakshi Devi ki jai.
Chelta Sandra Mor.
Chapla Devi ki jai. Chapala.
Asa Chandler McCoy, receiving Harinam and Gopal Mantra.
What name? Ajay Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Amanda L. Circo.
Amala Devi. Amala Devi ki jai.
Kamal Krishna Das.
Kamal Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Siri Diksha today. Yosef A. Kher, receiving Harinam today.
What name? Jai Krishna Prabhu ki jai. All has disappeared. No Sudhvarti was there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, from his great birthday, he was Nitya Siddha Bhakta. And when he was reading, at that time he composed three books, Ujjwal Neelmani, Kiran, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bindu, and Bhagavatamrita Kana. This is the very high class of books, though, and very essence, but all the teachings of Rupa Goswami comes in these books. He became very, very learned, famous in both India, Sanskrit Vidwan and Bhakta. And he left his house. He was married, but he left his wife and everything. So much position. Left everything. We see that all have left everything. And then Krishna Prem. As I told before, Krishna Prem is very high class. You will have to give up your whole energy and whole attention and give up all your that you own. Then quickly went to Vrindavan. And he was doing bhajan. He was so bhajan siddha and writing books, and especially he was establishing Ujjwal Neelmani of Rupa Goswami, Upapati Bhav. After this, Rupa Goswami, Ji Goswami made so many books and he gave prominency of Swakiyava. Swakiya means all marriage to Krishna, all the gopis. Radhika was also married to Krishna. He established. Upapati Bhav is not good for this world. That you have some husband and you should give your heart to another. So he quickly stopped. But he wanted that those who are qualified, only they should follow this idea. Otherwise, for general, it is not good. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saw that, oh, now all are neglecting the Upapati Bhav of established by Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he began to establish. All began to hear him and to follow him. Again Upapati Bhav came. So some jealous persons
They wanted to kill Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti, when he used to be in Vrindavan, he used to give a parikrama of Vrindavan, Panchakoshi Vrindavan.
Every day.
Every day. So in the morning, early morning, as we go to walk, somewhat darkness, Brahma Muhurta, he was doing. And when he reached under the shade of some trees, there it was so much dark, and they were ready to kill him when he will go to groves of the mangoes. And when they were ready to kill him, at once they saw that in grove a very beautiful teeny-aged gopi is passing. They asked, "Oh, Lali, means a daughter, oh Lali, have you seen Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur passing from here?" And then she smiled. She smiled and became Vishwanath. After some distance, when he passed from that place, just after some few feet, at once he was sent to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Oh, they saw the miracle. And they fell flat on his lotus feet and they. So how? He also did so many things for our Sampradaya. He sent Baldev Vidya Bhushan to
Jaipur.
And he conquered the Sri Vaishnav who were offending and who were opposing the worship of Radha and Govinda. They were telling that it is out of rule and regulation, Indian culture,
illegal.
Only married wife can be worshipped with
Krishna.
Otherwise not. Gopis are not married. Radha is not married. And then he sent Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he established that Radha is pure Shakti of Krishna and he can be worshipped. And he made a bhashya of
commentary of
Vedanta Sutra. And all were bound to accept. And thus they were conquered. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was very prominent in three places, Brajamandal, Gaurmandal and Chhatramandal. And thus he wrote so many books, especially I'm going to translate his books like Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I have done something and more I am going to do. I wish to complete his explanation of Srimad Bhagavat at least 10th canto. That my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, has kept some remnants to take, so I am very happy to do it. You should all sprinkle mercy that I will be able to do this. Go Pramanandi. At once you should begin. From tomorrow I will come to my subject, very, very interesting and very, very important. It will help you all. Try to hear very attentively.
Hare Krishna, this morning the devotees have received initiation. Please attention.
Can you take it tomorrow? Very quickly.
Please stand up. Srila Gurudev will announce your new spiritual name. Vrindavan Das.
You have to advertise for books.
Prabhu.
When Radha Kanti is coming?
Tomorrow.
Oh, then both.
Vrindavan Das Prabhu, please stand up.
What?
Vrindavan Kumar, what is he? Receiving Diksha today. Saranagati Devi Dasi.
Saranagati Devi Dasi ki jai. Quickly.
Medina Amiri, please stand up. Receiving Harinam today.
Malini Devi ki jai. Malini Devi.
Kamal Krishna Prabhu, receiving Diksha today.
Kamal Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Narottam Brahmachari.
Oh, Narottam Brahmachari ki jai.
Karuni Devi Dasi.
Oh, Karuni Devi Dasi ki jai.
Bianca Torrente, receiving Harinam and Gopal Mantra today.
What name? No name? Priyanka. Priyanka. Priyanka Devi ki jai.
Kamalakshi Devi Dasi.
Oh, Kamalakshi Devi ki jai.
Chelta Sandra Moore.
Chapla Devi ki jai. Chapla.
Asa Chandler McCoy. Receiving Harinam and Gopal Mantra.
What name? Ajay Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Amanda L. Circo.
Amala Devi ki jai.
Kamal Krishna Prabhu
ki jai.
Receiving Diksha today. Yosef A. Kher, receiving Harinam today.
What name? Jai Krishna Prabhu ki jai.